Jamestown Job Service continues services during pandemic. Jamestown Chamber presents Friday Night Noise. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Jamestown Job Service Workforce Manager Danica Shuppie reports that the number of unemployment insurance claims continues to remain high in North Dakota and Stutsman County.
As the governor reported in his April 16th press conference, there has been 52,444 unemployment insurance claims filed across the state. This has been since March 16th. Here in Stutsman County, we've had a total of 651 claims March 16th through April 11th. The week ending April 11th, we were down to 111 claims. That's down from 265 claims the week filed prior.
Shuppie says jobs ND.com remains their best form of information for the public, including updates on jobs, unemployment insurance claims, and more. The Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce is presenting a community event in celebration of frontline workers during the pandemic. Friday Night Noise is an event where citizens will be encouraged to stand on their front step or yard and make as much noise as possible in appreciation of community workers. Chamber Executive Director Emily Bivens says they hope this simple act leads to more camaraderie in the community and grows into multiple ways to show support, such as sending thank you notes to our frontline workers. She says she also hopes the event can occur every Friday during this difficult time. Residents will be invited to step outside between 6 p.m. and 6:30. Bivens says community members should also remain smart and still practice social distancing. And 12 people are currently in a special homeless program through North Dakota's Human Service Department. Those 12 have tested positive for coronavirus, meaning they're supposed to be in quarantine, so they're unable to live in homeless shelters. Governor Burgum says this program is now available in Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, Dickinson, Jamestown, and Williston. That's a look at your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.